Time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavs on WEOL, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Route 58, North Ridge Road in Amherst.
LeBron spins again, shoots at the side of the backcourt. Rebound Moses Brown. He'll hand it off to Garland. Cavs down four. Garland out front against Westbrook. DG, loud. Pow! Moses Brown and the foul! How about Holy Moses? As DG found Moses, and Moses Brown with a chance for an and one.
There you go. Tim, how about that? Moses Brown. Now, he's on 10-day contracts. That's the, right? He's one of the taller guys getting his help while that Jared Allen is out. Yes?
One of the taller guys. Yes, we are talking about Cavs basketball, aren't we, guys?
Uh-huh.
Hey, good morning. Yes, Moses Brown just signed his second 10-day contract. I'll tell you, he's provided some quality minutes. He plays hard. He gets after it. And so the Cavs, still without Jared Allen, need a tall guy, as you say, Bruce. So they've signed Moses to that second 10-day deal.
What's our status on Jarrett at this point? We got 9 games left in the regular season. What's our prognosis for him?
Well, the prognosis for Jared, the Cavs haven't said anything officially, but there are really, really solid reporters, so I would think their sources are terrific, that he has foregone surgery, and so he would like to get back. Again, these are according to reports that we all read. He would like to get back towards the end of the regular season and hopefully for postseason basketball. If he had had surgery, he wouldn't have been back. So at this point, again, according to those reports, Jared has said no to surgery, and he's going to try to get back by the end of the regular season.
Where do you see the Cavs right now? They've had some, you know, pretty good victories. They seem to be always tested. Sometimes JB always talks about it. Another test, it seems like, that they're – you know, up against. Yesterday was another example of that. Where do you see them moving forward in their different, their progress for the season?
Yeah, that's a good question, because we're down to the real stretch run now. Starts Thursday night in Toronto, which is a monumental game. And, you know, JB was talking about this last night, both before and after the game, that the real test now becomes the mental aspect of the game. Everything just ratchets up. And when you're involved in these pressure-type ball games, these intense games that have the playoff atmosphere to them, it's the mental aspect where you have to play hard for 48 minutes. And I think last night the Cavs lost that a little bit. They got that 14-point lead on L.A. and kind of took a breath and admired their work, and all of a sudden that veteran LA team said, okay, we'll make our push now. And of course LeBron and Russell Westbrook and the like, they got it going, and the Cavs couldn't seem to regain that intensity. And so that's going to be the key coming down the stretch, guys. They have to play at a high level, because most of the opponents that they are playing are involved in a playoff chase of their own. So they're going to be bringing it every single solitary game. And the Cavs have to match that possession by possession.
There was a stretch near the very end of the game. I don't know if it was like 4 minutes left or whatnot. The Cavs might have been down by four. It looks like they were kind of making a run. And then there was like about 3 turnovers, and suddenly they looked up and they're down by 10. So it's that important ball handling and hanging on to that possession that's becoming more critical as the time runs down.
Absolutely. And again, when you get into postseason basketball, that becomes magnified. Every single solitary possession, you have to treat that basketball like gold. So you're right. You cannot have the physical mistakes and the mental mistakes. And there were some real crushers in the stretch run of that basketball game. And again, a team like LA, with the veteran players, as much as they have been struggling this year, they know how to take advantage of those situations, and they did that last night.
Do you think Evan Mobley picked up some pointers? He's one throughout the season. We always think of him sort of as a schooling, in other words, learning the game as it's happening, and kind of makes the changes. Early on in this season, it seems like he could adapt from one half to the other. Is he peaking at some point like that, or is he kind of still continuing in that trajectory?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bruce. You know, the thing about Evan is that nothing seems to really, you know, fluster him or bother him. And he does learn the game as he goes along, although his basketball IQ is already so high for a 20-year-old. But sure, I'm sure he learns every single solitary time he goes out on the floor, especially last night. The Lakers, believe it or not, now Anthony Davis didn't play, but on their roster, they have four guys, including Davis, who were named to the 75th anniversary team, the all-time greats of the greats. And so you learn when you play those guys, when you're going up against a LeBron and a Westbrook and even a Dwight Howard and Carmelo Anthony and those type of guys, just to see how they carry themselves and how they respond in pressure situations. So I'm sure Evan Mobley is just absorbing every single solitary second that he's out on the floor and he learns. But in the end, he's going to become his own elite player because he has superstar just written all over him.
Darius Garland has been doing quite well, superstar-ish, over the last number of games, kind of being very consistent. And I know Jim Jones always talks about that consistency of being, you know, you can do it one night, but to do it every night, that's what puts you at an elite level. And Darius seems to be headed in that direction. Talk to me about what's going on with Toronto, the next game up, very important in just the way the schedule is working out for this team and going against the Raptors.
Wow. That's a huge game. I said they're all big now, but this one really gets magnified because Chicago beat Toronto last night. So fortunately, the Cavs maintain that one-game lead over Toronto for that sixth spot. And we've talked about this previously, guys. That sixth spot, the top six is where you want to be because then you're not forced into the play-in tournament. So in essence, that lead for the Cavs, though, is really two games because they've already taken the first three from Toronto, so they own the tiebreaker. So if you look at it from that aspect, the Cavs truly are up two games on the Raptors. So you go there Thursday night, and that's the Raptors' next game as well. So both teams have today and tomorrow off, and the Cavs can, I think, really put a hold on that sixth spot if they win Thursday night, because that would put them up two, and again, with the tiebreaker, in essence, put them up three on Toronto as you get into the final week and a half of the season. That would be tough for the Raptors to overcome. Toronto wins the game. It swings the other way. They tie the Cavs. Now, the Cavs would still have the tiebreaker, but now it's anybody's spot for that, or anybody can win that sixth spot. So it's a huge game against the Raptors, and they've been playing very well, even though they got beat last night in Chicago. It was the second of a back-to-back on the road, so that can sap a team. But I'm sure they got on the plane, went right back home, and they'll rest up, and it should be a real battle on Thursday night in Toronto. That should be playoff atmosphere from the opening tip.
We'll look forward to that as well. We work our way through the month of March, April almost here, and it's fun to have some meaningful games for the Cavs this point in the season once again. We look forward to your call again. Tim, thanks for your time this morning.
All righty. Thanks, guys. Appreciate being on.
Yep. Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavs, joining us this morning, talking about Cavaliers basketball. Again, the Cavs and the Raptors next up on Thursday night here on WEOL. Tonight on WEOL gets underway at 4 o'clock with the Guardians. They'll be taking on San Diego in some spring training action. And then following that, right around faceoff or so, the Blue Jackets and the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight here on WEOL.
Can't we just be spontaneous? Get out of the same old routine? Scheduling takes all the fun out of it.
Having a love-hate relationship with your significant auto? That's a toughie. Because Tuffy Auto Service Center makes all the scheduled maintenance for your car easy.
Visit your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway in Lorain, and at Route 58 and Northridge Road in Amherst.
Want to keep your four-wheel relationship running smoothly? Visit Tuffy.com for a store near you.
Visit your locally owned and operated Northridgeville Convenience in Oco. This store has everything, including a great hot, ready-to-go Friday fish fry for Lent and every Friday. Visit Convenient and pick up delicious lake perch, Cajun catfish, and cod for lunch or dinner. Other Friday specials include pierogies, homemade cabbage and noodles, and clam chowder. Groceries, gas, hot foods, and cold beverages. You'll find it all at your Northridgeville Convenience in Oco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.